AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian airstrikes have started in Syria. The U.S. is warning Russia against targeting anybody other than the Islamic State group or Al-Qaeda. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
While Russia says its jets targeted Islamic State positions, Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that doesn't seem to be the case.
They were in areas where there probably were not ISIL forces.
Calling it a Russian approach doomed to fail.
The result of this kind of action will inevitably simply be to inflame the civil war.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. won't object to Russia hitting Islamic State or Al-Qaeda targets, but will have grave concerns if it strikes other groups. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Today's scheduled execution of Richard Glossop in Oklahoma has been delayed while waiting for a request from the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the execution. For the first time, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas raised the flag of Palestine at the United Nations. Through an interpreter, Abbas says this is a first step.
The day for raising this flag of the state of Palestine will be coming soon on top of Jerusalem, the capital of our Palestinian state.
The House is expected to vote later today on a spending bill to keep the government operating after midnight. The Senate has already passed the legislation. The principal of a high school near Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was shot today. The AP's Dirk Lammers reports. The suspect was quickly detained.
The assistant principal was able to tackle the student, and the athletic director came by to help, and they retained him until police arrived.
The principal was treated for a flesh wound. A strong showing in Europe and Asia fed the markets today on Wall Street. The closing bell just sounded. The Dow finished up 230 points. This is AP Radio News. The Vatican did not comment but refused to deny Pope Francis met with Kim Davis while he was in Washington, D.C. Davis is the clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Davis says the meeting validates her crusade against gay marriage. Steve Schultz is visiting the Vatican from Davis's home state of Kentucky. He feels Davis has a right to her personal beliefs, but
to deem her whole department to be uncooperative with what their job is, what they're being paid for, I think she should be fired or removed from office.
Davis spent 5 days in jail until her deputies agreed to issue licenses without her approval. Caitlyn Jenner will not face any charges in Southern California for a crash in February that killed another driver. Prosecutors say there isn't enough evidence to support a case. Jenner's vehicle crashed into two cars, pushing one into oncoming traffic, killing the driver. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.